Ray Walker in for Andy McKay this morning and all week. We are joined now, as we are weekly, with from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Shane, good to have you with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Ray. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. We were talking just before we came on, and it's always a good thing when you talk to the Sheriff's Department and there's nothing major criminal-wise or danger-wise or something that you can bring on and point us out. So, as I said, no bad news is good news when you're talking to the Sheriff's Department.
It sure is. And, you know, it seems in this day and age, that seems to be getting less and less common, but I'm happy to report we don't have really very much to report this morning.
Which is always good, and yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, there's way too much bad news, so we need to relish the good news. Speaking of good news, I know you and Andrew talked about this last week, but actually today, going through Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, is the canine demonstration, the USPCA field trials. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is. The field trials will be going on for today through Thursday, and we want to remind folks that Thursday night we have an event that we really want to encourage folks to come check out. It's at Navarre High School. It's going to start about 6 o'clock in the evening. There's going to be all kinds of really cool demonstrations. There's going to be canine demonstrations, SWAT demonstrations, different static displays. And I'm told there's some really cool free raffles they're going to do. So Thursday night, 6 o'clock at Navarre High School, really want to encourage people to attend. Should be a really fascinating opportunity to get to meet and greet some of these cool dogs and their handlers.
And that's so, and you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you, when I went through Leadership Santa Rosa, by the way, went through with Sheriff Bob Johnson. He was in my class. When I went through that, we had a canine demonstration as part of one of our days, and they also showed some of the things for, you know, SWAT, what they, you know, some of the weapons and tools of the trade, so to speak, that you use. And so for anybody that wants to have that chance that we had with leadership to go out there and see it, hey, go see it, because I'm sure it's going to be a great time. And anytime you see these canines in action doing what they do in demonstration, I mean, who doesn't love a good dog? And I love dogs, but just watching them, how just talented and smart they are, you don't want to miss this opportunity.
They really are. And you know, when you watch them, when you see these demonstrations, it's really easy to lose sight of the fact of how much work went into that with those handlers. You know, the dogs, they make it look effortless, but it's not. It's far from effortless. Those canines are incredibly intelligent and they're incredibly talented, but if it were not for the work those handlers put into them, they couldn't do what they do. And these demonstrations kind of help tie all that together, and it's really cool to watch, so I certainly encourage folks to go check that out.
Yeah, and I think you hit it right. I don't think people realize the work and the time between the handler and the canine that is put in to get them to be that team, and that's what they are. The canine are just as much a police officer as the deputy that's handling them. They work together. They're partners, and it takes a lot of work to get them to that level where, like you said, it looks effortless. On the line of positive things we're looking at is saw in the news we have the introduction of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office SAFE program. You want to kind of give everybody a little background? It sounds like a great program for people with disabilities and older and so on.
It sure is. You saw the proclamation last week at the Board of County Commission meeting. The sheriff's announced this new initiative in partnership with the Emerald Coast Exceptional Families and other first responders, fire, EMS, and the likes, to roll out this program that's going to allow for better communication between first responders and folks with special needs or other disabilities. You know, the folks with, you know, with either family members or with themselves that have, you know, autism, Alzheimer's, Down syndrome, you know, communication disorders and things like that. This program is going to allow our dispatchers and our first responders to have some critical information already, so that in the event that we have a contact, whether it's through a traffic stop or a medical emergency or whatever, you know, we will already have some information in an emergency that can help us better communicate and keep these residents safe. So we're super excited about this program, and we really think It's going to make our community safer.
Well, and I think when you are dealing with the everyday job that a sheriff's department, or you mentioned the fire and rescue and EMS and so on, when you're dealing with that, sometimes a split second can make all the difference. And if you have that information ahead of time from dispatch because of this program, it can make your split second decision the right one rather than a hesitation because you're not sure. So having that knowledge and information is so key to you being able to do your job properly.
Certainly, you know, as you well know, folks with certain disabilities are going to communicate differently. You know, a deaf person is going to communicate differently than you or I. Someone with autism may communicate differently than someone with Alzheimer's disease. And if any time we go into particularly a critical incident where time is very sensitive, it's only going to serve to make the situation safer. If the deputy going in knows, okay, there's going to be some communication issues and we have to adjust and plan a little bit differently. So again, we're really ready for this thing to take effect. And if anybody wants more information, they can check out our website at santarosasheriff.org. We've got all the information on there as well as how to enroll. So we really encourage people to check that out.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And that's a great opportunity there to get people involved. Having that SAFE program and helping you and your officers and fire and rescue and everybody do their job better, because you never know what you're going to face. You were telling me a story, so I want to kind of get it, just kind of one of those anecdotal stories that kind of make people, maybe make you smile on this Monday morning.
Yeah, you're right. And this kind of just goes to show that our school resource officers, they really have to be prepared for anything. Last week, we had an event at East Bay Middle School in Navarre. Evidently, one of the students at the school has a pet snake. Somehow, whether it was his accidental or otherwise, we don't really know, but somehow that pet snake stowed away in the child's backpack as he or she went to school. And in the middle of class, during instructional time, the slithery little friend decided to poke his head out and have a look around. Well, clearly the students were quite concerned, and the classroom was evacuated. But a couple of brave souls, to include our very own school resource officer, Deputy Sinus, went in and captured the snake and made sure everything was okay. But again, it just goes to show that our SROs have to be prepared for anything.
Okay, so I'm a former teacher, so I'm thinking classroom. My first response would have been to quote Indiana Jones from the original movie, it had to be snakes, because that's not something I want to be dealing with, is snakes in the – maybe that's the next movie, snakes in the classroom instead of snakes on a plane. No, I didn't watch the first one. I wouldn't watch that one. Shane, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for all you do as Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department and all that you guys do in keeping us safe and working every day for us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ray. Talk to you soon.